You know what's really interesting about this is that she gets to wear a tiara because she's earned it, not because she's here in the studio with us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the studio with us is Mackenzie.
Lifeguards get put on pedestals.
Right.
Fairest of the fair gets a crown.
Fairest of the fair gets a tiara. Good morning. Welcome, Mackenzie. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. So you are the official fairest of the fair, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, how did you get that title?
Well, I was in 4-H and FFA for 12 years, so mm-hmm. that's kind of how I heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be, but you have to have shown at the fair somehow. So either through open class or 4-H or FFA. So I applied for the job just like a normal job, and then I went through some interviews, and then mm-hmm. I got it.
Did you have to beat up anybody in order to get the thing? Like, somebody else was like, close, you're like, come here, well, let's go for a little walk, you know what I'm saying? You don't want this job.
No, I
That's
didn't,
actually.
I really earned it.
Okay. All right. Well, no, I'm not saying. I mean, bare knuckle fighting. You earn stuff too. I mean, that's a okay. So, what are your duties as fairest of the fair? What do you do?
Well, I got crowned in March, so all summer I've been going around and I've been kind of just promoting the fair, going to different events and getting people excited for it and telling them what's new. So.
Oh, so you've been doing this for quite a while before this fired up.
Yeah, I have. So really, I've been waiting all summer for the fair.
All right. So when will the new fairest? When's the next competition? I thought this happened, you know, just prior to the fair, and boom, you do the promotion, and then you go along and afterwards. All right, so when's the next fairest of the fair competition?
I actually have my reign for a whole year.
Okay.
So I will continue doing things. I'll go back to school, but when I come home on the weekends, I'll do stuff to keep promoting the fair. And then in March, again, the next fairest will be crowned.
Is there any possibility I could enter the competition? I think I would look great in a tiara.
You know, I don't think they would allow you to. There is an age limit, I'm sorry to say.
I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Well, I mean, the age limit, I think, is 23, so...
Yeah?
Just, oh,
are you assuming that I'm older than 23?
I might be.
Well, it's been nice talking to you. No, okay, so is this something, what comes after being fairest of the fair? Is there a national competition? Is there... Do you do anything?
Yeah.
What do you do with this?
Well, actually, in January, I get to go to Wisconsin Dells, and I go to a conference with all the other fairest of the fair and of different counties. And then at the end of the conference, we take the last couple days, and we all compete to be state fairest of the fair.
Any bare-knuckle fighting in that competition?
You know what? I don't know, but I better start practicing just in case.
Excellent. Well, this it seems like quite an undertaking. Now, how much of your personal time takes this up? This seems like quite an undertaking and quite a lot of responsibility on your part.
Yeah, this is actually my only job for the summer. So instead of having a full-time job like the last two summers, mm-hmm. This is what I'm doing all summer. So
do you get paid for this?
Yes, I get paid by the hour. And then also
nice.
I'm lucky enough we have a lot of sponsors. And so
sure.
I also get a scholarship towards my education.
Wonderful. What is it you're going to be studying?
Human services at UW Oshkosh.
Very, very good. How far along are you? You just getting started? Where are you?
No, I'll actually be going back for my third year, so I'll be a junior.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good for you. That's quite an honor, quite a distinction. When are you going to be out at the fair? When can all the listeners come by and go, I heard you on WSAU?
I will actually be going right after this.
Okay.
But the fair opens at noon today, so they can come on out starting around noon and see me, talk to me. We have a lot going on today. I know it's only the opening day, but we have quite a few fun events.
Wonderful. I believe Tom, is Tom going out there today?
Tom and I will be there at noon today.
Tom and both of you going to be out there? Well, somebody's got to keep an eye on Tom.
The world famous WSAU Packers, Badgers, and every high school in our area football pocket schedules are available. We'll
what more could, food on a stick that's deep fried and all of these schedules to be given away, what more could one person want? Mackenzie, thank you very, very much for stopping by and saying hi to us. Good luck to you. Please let me know if when you're out there, if Tom in any way makes you feel uncomfortable.
Okay, I definitely will. Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely, absolutely our honor. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. When we come back, if I can find Tom, if I haven't chased him away, we will be playing Name That Sound.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.